Welcome to Retirement Rebel Life After 60. I'm your host, Siobhan Daniels. Join me on a journey to meet inspiring rebels who've redefined retirement. Together, we'll explore new passions, triumphs over challenges, and discover the vibrant possibilities of life after 60. This is about living boldly, not just aging. So are you ready to rebel? Well, the first series of Retirement Rebel Life After 60 podcast has come to an end. It's been a rich tapestry of in-depth interviews with some heartfelt personal stories and expert advice. I've spoken to some incredible guests who've helped me to explore life's vibrant possibilities post 60. It's a period of a woman's life that's often feared because of many negative stereotypes. With this podcast, I wanted to create a platform to expose the falseness and hollowness of what society seems to think we're doing in our 60s against the reality of what we're actually up to. Many of us are navigating our 60s with so much energy and excitement about what lays ahead in our lives and what we can actually achieve, not what we cannot or shouldn't be doing because someone thinks we're too old. My first guest, Ashton Applewhite, an internationally renowned ageism activist, stressed the importance of realizing just how damaging ageist attitudes can be in society.
Ageism is stereotyping prejudice on the basis of age. So it's how we think, feel, and act about age and aging, which I love. We are being ageist anytime we make an assumption about someone or a group of people on the basis of how old we think they are. And it can be too young, in quotes, air quotes around that, as well as too old. They're especially for women. Women are never the right age. First, we're too cute and pretty to be taken seriously, and then we're too sexy, and then boom, we're not sexy anymore.
I began to embrace my inner rebel in my late 50s when I was struggling with life. Family members had died. I was battling with the menopause. I felt voiceless and marginalized at work. Approaching 60 was a pivotal crossroads for me, and I chose the path less traveled. I gave up my home and I hit the road in a motorhome on a journey to rediscover joy, purpose, and most importantly, myself. My second guest, Barbara Scully, the Irish journalist and author of Wise Up, chatted about how age can actually enable you to be far braver in life. She says we can be more radical when we get older.
I fully understand why women self-limit themselves, because I think one of the things that you lose as you get older is your confidence, because our confidence is undermined because of how we look. So therefore, I think it's very easy to self-limit as a woman. But one of the things, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the American feminist Gloria Steinem. And one of her quotes, which I quote in the book, is about how women become more radical with age. And I think that, you know, once you realize that, there are certain freedoms that come with getting older that help you to be braver.
My guest, Jo Mosley, the author of the book Stand Up Paddleboarding in Great Britain, is also on a very similar journey to myself. She found herself crying in a supermarket during a low point in her life. But thanks to her love of paddleboarding, she found solace on the water. She continues to find pockets of joy in life. And as she's approaching 60, she's actually taken up skateboarding.
It all just comes back to those times in life when you felt very lonely and very sad and very broken. And you just wish somebody would have put their arm around you and say, it's going to be okay. And if I can do that in a small way, then I'm paying back for the, you know, for the people that did that to me. And often they were strangers as well. They were women in supermarkets who said, I don't know why you're crying, but whatever it is, it's going to get better. And I guess I'm just paying that back, all that kindness back, and knowing that, you know, behind those masks that we all have, which are like, yeah, no, everything's fine, it's really great, actually, there's a lot of people that are struggling, and you just want to say it's going to be okay. I don't know what you're going through, and it might be a while before it's okay. And I'm not having like toxic positivity or anything, but it will be okay. It can get better. You're not alone. And that's sort of what I try and do, really.
One empowering story for me was Sarah Barnes. She's the author of The Cold Fix, and she's been through an awful lot in her life. It was undergoing major surgery that was the catalyst for her to uncover new passions in her 60s and find a way of shattering ageist myths and getting more out of life on her own terms. She felt healed and empowered by her cold water swims.
And you fought and you turned a corner afterwards. What was it like knowing that you could get outdoors?
The first time I went outdoors was a fight. My daughter, Emily, insisted that we got outside. She knew that I needed to get that fresh air on my face again. So we did it. It was raining, but we managed to get me down the stairs on my bum into the wheelchair. It was a gravel track. I got out and I've got a photo of me, really pale, and just the feel of the air on my face. I thought, I can do this.
One of my guests who used her life experience to get the conversations going is Helen Garlick. Open conversation was something she felt was missing between elders as she grew up. She encourages us all to own our own stories to enable us to flourish in the later stages of life.
We learn so much from other women and how we can be. I mean, I found that, you know, looking at people in their 60s, I didn't see them living a very great life. You know, it was all about what's on telly this evening. And I don't really watch very much telly. I never wanted to be like that. But yeah, the retreats are about the power of owning your story and finding the words to express what happened to you in your life. Because I think once you start going, yeah, this is what I felt at that time. This is what happened to me. This is what happened to me. Then, you know, you're on solid ground. You can fly from there, but you need to actually see what has happened to you and come to look at it straight in the eye. Okay, so this is what happened. And then you can start to kind of go, right, this is what I want to have happen to me now. Because actually we can all create that, can't we?
I truly believe that we get too bogged down in life with age. For one of my guests, age is just a number. Sarah Thorney became a national stand-up paddleboarding champion in her 60s, and she's not stopped striving since, with no limitations.
There is that saying, isn't there, that people often won't try like a new sport or try something new because they don't feel they know it. But that's true. You don't know it. Just go in to anything that you love, be it a sport or something that you're passionate about, and don't believe that you know everything. You know, you don't. You're learning, and embrace that learning. I think that's what I would say, because I didn't know anything. I didn't know media. I didn't know writing. I didn't know journalism. I have no experience in that world at all, but I just loved the sport so much, and I can talk about it, and I'm quite knowledgeable. And I just thought, what can go wrong?
One of my inspirations is Susie Grant, aka Alternative Aging. In her 70s, she has the most positive outlook on life. She believes that if we want to do something, we should just do it. We can all have a brighter and better life that way. And that's something that I definitely subscribe to now.
There's a wonderful festival in Portsmouth that I go to with my best mate, Dahlia. We party for 2 or 3 days non-stop. And we've had some amazing times there. But the one thing I've noticed is some of the youngsters don't mean to be, but they're incredibly patronising. And they say, oh, look at you two. Well done, you. Wow. And it makes me really angry. And I just go, excuse me, we fucking invented sex, drugs and rock and roll. And I can't help it. It makes me so angry. How dare they act like, look at those pensioners dancing is probably what they're thinking.
Annie Stirk, also in her 70s, hit the catwalk in later life and she's not looked back. You're never too old and it's not too late. Saying yes to opportunities is the important message.
The lucky break came in telly when I'd sent my kind of CV to ITV's This Morning and said I would like to come and cook on the telly with, you know, sort of with Susan Brooks.
That was a very brave thing for you to do, though.
at that time?
Well, it was a stupid thing, really, wasn't it? You know, just some unknown Yorkshire lass who fancies her chances on a network TV programme, get a light.
Brilliant.
But then out of the blue one day, I got a call, and it was from one of the producers on the show, and they were the home economist had left, and they were looking for a home economist, food stylist. That one moment, that yes to something that seemed impossible, kind of opened up what in effect has been, you know, a huge part of my life since that moment.
With Honor Marks, we talk fine wines and wrinkles. She says life is all about daring to take that risk.
The message is that, you know, things get better, you know, you get better. You do, you know, as we mature, a bit like wine, actually, we just get better and better. So, you know, don't wish your life away. I want my daughter to grow old gracefully and then eventually, like me, to grow old disgracefully. But more importantly, to grow old gratefully. And don't put shit in your face to try to be younger, because there's nothing wrong with looking how you look. And our wrinkles, well, I hate my wrinkles, but they're not going to change who I am.
There's nothing wrong with being old. Because as I've been banging on to you, haven't I, every day, old is good. Old is a positive.
And these wrinkles tell stories of laughter and, you know, all sorts of things. So like a tree, when you've got all those circles, it's telling a history and a story.
Diane Watson, who wrote She Can Prosper to help women to plan for financial freedom after 60, spoke to me about empowerment through financial education. I truly believe knowledge is power, and it's essential to teach not only our children, but also ourselves about managing finances wisely. I talk to a lot of women. One of their big fears is starting out on their own because they don't think they've got enough money. So they stay in situations that really they don't want to be in.
Being fearful of money, not being aware of your situation, keeps a lot of women stuck in unhealthy relationships. Having said that, I think the fastest age for marriage breakdown is women over 50. You know, more and more women are deciding that they're not going to stay in a relationship that's not working for them. So I think for anybody who feels that they want to make some changes, that the fear is worse than the reality, if that makes sense.
Yes, yeah.
The reality is that they are probably going to be okay. But if they've got this big fear and they don't actually, you know, understand what's going on below the bonnet, then they often are not in that situation where they have the confidence to do that.
My final guest of the series, Karen Wright, really shows the importance of exploring all possibilities in your 60s and not self-limiting. She pushed herself and faced her fears to get herself onto the Great British Bake Off. What would you say to your younger self?
I wish I'd had the insights about the limiting beliefs, really. I think a lot of the things that I've carried with me have been put there by other people. And, you know, we can all fall victim to planting ideas in susceptible minds. You know, my dad always told me when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I'm clear memory of him saying, Karen, you're tone deaf, love. You can't hold a note. You can't sing you. Because it was my dad, of course, I believed him. And it went all through my life that I couldn't sing. So I wouldn't sing. And it took me till I was 60 and I was on the break-off, right? Basically, I sang on television out of nowhere. I broke my own spell. I think it was just like a moment of madness. I piped some words on a cake collar. Noel Fielding said, you know, what's this? I said, it's song lyrics. A song? Can you sing? I went, let me show you. I sang. And you know, I can sing. 60 years, I'd have that limiting belief that was put on me by an unsuspecting dad. He didn't mean it.
I hope that listening to this podcast, Retirement Rebel, Life After 60, you realise that it's not just a podcast. It's a revolutionary movement where age is an attitude, not a limitation. I want to motivate more people to embrace being 60 and join in the community redefining retirement, one extraordinary story at a time. Please tell your friends about the podcast, and if you've liked it, please subscribe, rate it, and give it a review. Tune in to Retirement Rebel Life After 60 and embrace your inner rebel, because the most vibrant chapters of life await after 60.